WNISTS, Echo Link, listening. First CFB, this is WNISTS, copy.
KQ4CFB, copy.
Excellent. It looks like the system works. This is W9STS.
So I can just monitor this channel and listen to any chatter, KQ4CFB?
Yes, you can listen to this repeater, or you can select any from the different repeaters or conferences and listen to them. There's a couple of good conferences that go on. Do Drop In has a lot of stuff going on throughout the day. If you go down into conferences, and you can see who's in conference and how many people are on your list on your menu, and you can just monitor, or you can just monitor the repeaters.
Dumb question. Do I need to say my call sign after every transmission?
Typically not. It's a 10-minute rule, so every 10 minutes you have to identify. The nice thing about EchoLink is that the system will monitor your call sign and name. You may want to set up your change of name that's in your on your iPad or iPhone, because it doesn't list your name correctly in there. But other than that, yeah, and also location. Make sure your location is where you want it to be.
Okay, I will update that. I probably should not be doing this at work, though.
It depends on how it works. Let me give a call out, KX4YM. Do you got a copy? W9STS. KX4YM, W9STS. I heard you in there for a second. Not sure you mind the connect. The system's a little slow, so push the button, let it connect, and then talk.
W9STS, 4YM, testing, 1, 2, 3, test complete.
KX4YM, W9STS, I heard you loud and clear. Other than that, you're pretty loud in there.
Thanks, Dan. I'm working on an iPad, and I'm testing where I should be and distances and whatever. Hey, first time I use this. This is pretty fun. Hey, Dave, on the side, I'll text back to you as soon as I get done figuring out how to work the mouth part.
KX4YM, that sounded a lot better, and you were in there good and solid, so I think you got it.
W9STS, KX4YM, it's all sorcery, man, all sorcery. We've got to get with Teresa and see if we can't get her hooked up.
I agree. I think she just needs to get a username, and she'll be fine. I think that was what the problem was that we had before. So not a username, but she has to register on the website to get in there. But then it should be good. This is it's a pretty nifty little tool. It kind of takes a little bit of getting used to, especially if you're on a net, because if the net control is on RF and they're running through it, it's really hard to get a break in. So they like this when they run the nets for this on this repeater, they'll call for EchoLink beforehand to give you an actual spot, because they have to clear the repeater for about 3 seconds before you can actually connect.
I know for me, I had to upload my copy of my license to be able to get in the password and everything. So I think that's probably the holdup for her.
Most likely. That was one of the things I forgot to talk about when I did the presentation, is, hey, you got to go to the website and get yourself a username and go through the registration process there. It's been so long since I've done it, I didn't remember that you had to do that there. But yeah, and I talked to her about it. So, and I put the website link up on the communications tool that we have. So, I'm gonna call it a day. I got a termite guy coming here in about 10 minutes, so I gotta get prepared for that. This is W9STS, clear 73 to Scott and to John.
69STS64YM. 73, Dan, we'll talk to you later, and John, we'll talk to you sooner or later. You guys be safe. Out.